Partial returns from the Sunday vote in Iraq continue to show candidates backed by Shia Muslim clerics do have a lead over other parties. An election official says the new results, based on about 3.3 million votes cast in 10 of the 18 provinces, all with substantial Shiite populations. Seats in the 275-member National Assembly will be based on the proportion of votes that each party got. The American general in charge of getting Iraqi police and military forces trained and equipped to defend their country says there has been, quote, considerable progress. But he says much work remains, especially in the area of developing new leadership for the forces. General David Petraeus said, while only a third of Iraqi forces are fully capable of defending their country, the numbers are growing every day. And while he shied away from divulging the desertion rate, he did say Iraqi battalions are about 80% of their fighting strength. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Richard Myers first made those readiness figures public. He told Congress this week many of the other forces who are not up to full capability are being used in a support role. Marquette University shut down a fundraiser by Republican students on campus for a group of police and military sharpshooters raising money for their U.S. counterparts in Iraq and Afghanistan. The School of Milwaukee says the wording on some of the signs and merchandise for sale at the Adopt a Sniper booth was worrisome, particularly the slogan, "One shot, one kill, no remorse, I decide." A statement says that's not in keeping with the university's Jesuit Catholic mission. The college Republicans had received approval to raise funds for the troops abroad. The group's chairman says one of the factors in choosing the sniper group was it contributed body armor to the people overseas. George Bush saying today Social Security's problems are clear, quote, when you start doing the math. Bush wound up his second day of a five-state campaign blitz for the individual retirement accounts, which he says will help a system that's going bust. He was in Nebraska, Arkansas, and Florida today. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Fresh off his State of the Union speech where he advocated privatizing Social Security, George W. Bush was met with protest from the AFL-CIO and other progressive organizations when he visited western states to promote his plan. Shelley Seberg is a Midwest representative of the AFL-CIO. She says draining money from Social Security into private accounts weakens Social Security.
Well, the truth of the matter is under the Bush plan, Social Security would run out of money 14 years sooner than is now expected. And so essentially this makes Social Security funding problems even worse, not better.
Seberg says Bush's plan is irresponsible and would add trillions to the national debt.
It is irresponsible to add $2 trillion in new debt with the deficit already so high.
Seberg says the public doesn't support anything that would lead to a weakened Social Security system, and they don't support private accounts when they know the consequences. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600 at over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide. The small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and Air America gave me a radio show. Also, me and my friends can sit around and play our favorite records and maybe talk politics or anything else that comes up. This week, my guest is singer-songwriter Martha Wainwright. So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
Revolution starts now.
Oh, aren't you glad, huh? It is Friday. This has been a long week. I don't know. Do you feel the same? I feel like we all have worked exceptionally hard this week. I'm speaking for, excuse me, for everybody connected to this program. Also, I get the feeling from some of my friends that they worked hard, too. So I'm extrapolating here, and I'm guessing that you feel this is a long, difficult week, right? Well, maybe it was the State of the Union address. Maybe it was realizing that the head of the House Ethics Committee was fired by Tom DeLay when the head of the House Ethics Committee brought charges against Tom DeLay. Yeah, you know, stuff. I don't know. This has just been an exhausting week. We have a bit of Laura Pickles Bush for you in our second hour. She was interviewed by Limbaugh's number one fan, NBC's Brian Williams, about her new leadership role in preventing gang violence. And, excuse me, we have a couple of comments from that. And then she gave a speech at an urban community center, and it was off the record. There's no press allowed, but we had a friend of ours who has insisted that she not be named, and that I don't mention the city where this occurred, but she recorded it for us, and we have Laura Bush talking to so-called inner-city kids, all right? This is a follow-up to what her husband talked about in the State of the Union. Stick around. You don't want to miss that. That's going to come up next hour. A couple of weird stories, and then into the hardcore white-knuckle, why do we all do talk radio or even listen to it kind of topics, right? Huh? The first one comes from Tampa. A senior assistant state attorney general, that's a Republican, this is one of Jeb Bush's boys, was hit with pepper spray and mugged. He was blasted with pepper spray and mugged after he called an escort service to send a couple of women to his hotel room in Tampa. That's according to police. This was in the Associated Press, Tampa Tribune. Assistant Attorney General John Rimes was beaten and robbed of about $500 last night. He was staying at the Hilton Tampa Airport on West Shore Boulevard, and that's according to a Tampa police report that was released. I'm sorry, this is last Thursday. The report was released Monday. He was treated at St. Joseph's Hospital in Tampa and released. Now, here's what happened. The police report states that two women arrived at Assistant State Attorney General Rimes' hotel room late last Thursday night after he called an escort service for female companionship. Now, yes, he's married. So the police report says that the two women showed up. Rimes had $200. And the women said he needed more, so he went to an ATM and he withdrew $300 more. After Assistant State Attorney General John Rimes, Republican, went back to his room to get it on with the lady, someone knocked on his hotel room door. Assistant Attorney General and Republican John Rimes looked through the peephole and saw a well-dressed man and open the door. You know, white men are just funny, aren't they? Aren't white men funny? You're married, you're in a hotel room with a couple of escort service girls. No offense to sex workers, y'all. You know, do what you need to do. He's in the room with a couple of whores, and someone knocks on his door, right? He's cheating on his wife. He's in with a couple of whores. Someone knocks the door. He looks through the peephole, and what he sees is another white man, well-dressed. Well, what's he going to do? Of course he's going to open the door. White guys are crazy. Huh? I'm only predominantly white. So he opens the door, and the well-dressed other man comes in and whaps him with pepper spray, beats him up, and takes his money. The women took off. Some of the other guests down the hall called security. Yeah! Florida's Attorney General Charlie Crist said he will ask the Inspector General of his office to look into the incident. What the hell is to look into? Florida's Republican Senior Assistant State Attorney General called a couple hookers to his office and got to his hotel room and got scammed and had his butt whipped and got pepper sprayed and lost $500. What's to look into? Well, it's not as bad as last night's story about the New Jersey Republican official who has videotapes of five-year-olds being raped. At least these were all consenting adults, even the guy that whipped this state attorney general's ass, right? They're all consenting adults, so this is okay, but I think it's funny. I just think it's funny. I need to tell a redneck joke. I've spent a lot of time in the pickup truck the past few days. Molly and I have been driving around town, running errands. Kathy had things to do at home, and I'll tell you, I'm so over drivers here in the Atlanta area. Now, somebody can make the case that most of these people are from out of state, from different parts of the country. Maybe not. But to me, they're just all rednecks, and it's really gotten under my skin. I mean, I've gotten so angry the past few days. It's like, oh my God. I'm afraid what Molly's first word is going to be. You know, is it going to be mama, dada, or is it going to be, you mother... You know, I don't know. Just kidding. So I got to tell a redneck joke, all right? In an unnamed southern state, at a small wild animal park, the owners acquired a very rare species of gorilla. Now, within a few weeks, the gorilla, a female, became very difficult to handle, and upon examination, the park veterinarian determined the problem. The gorilla was in heat. To make matters worse, there was no male gorilla available. So they, you know, management sat down, and they thought about this for a while. And then the park administrator thought of the guy who works there, a part-time intern, redneck named Eddie Standen. He's responsible for cleaning the animal's cages. Now, Eddie, like most rednecks, had no sense, but thought he had the ability to satisfy a female of any species. So the park administrator thought they might have a solution. So they went to Eddie, and they offered him the following proposition. Would he be willing to mate with the gorilla for $500? Well, Eddie showed a little interest, but said he'd have to think the matter over carefully, right? And then the following day, Eddie went to work and announced he would accept their offer, but only under the following four conditions. First, Eddie said, I don't want to have to kiss her on the lips. And the park administrator quickly agreed to that condition. Second, Eddie said, you must never tell anyone about this. The park administrator again readily agreed to that condition. And third, Eddie said, I want all the offspring to be raised Southern Baptists. Once again, the park administrator agreed. And last of all, Eddie stated, and the last thing, you got to give me another week to come up with the $500. Shitty-boom. In Indianapolis, a peaceful student sit-in turned unruly. I guess this is a Manual, M-A-N-U-A-L, Manual High School. Police used a chemical spray on a crowd of high school kids in the hallways. What happened, about 100 students were in a hallway. Police sprayed bursts of chemical into the air. No injuries reported, but the kids got a good lesson. The students had been among about 400 who were protesting the lack of time they had to pass between classes before being marked tardy. Right now, students have 5 minutes to change classes, but there's construction going on, and it makes it difficult to get from one side of the building to another. And kids caught in the hallway after the late bell are written up. Three write-ups, and you get a one-day in-school suspension. So, a couple of three students, ratted out their buddies and told school officials that others were planning the first floor demonstration. Well, the sit-in started about right after the 1:40 p.m. bell, and when school officials began writing up the stragglers, most of the students said, out of hell with it, and started going to class. But police said, one group became unruly. And that's when the chemical spray was used. Now, the principal said if the students' concerns were valid, the school administrators would be willing to adjust the time allowed for passing from class to class. The issue will be discussed with the school student council. Wouldn't it have been easier just to listen to the kids to begin with? But that's not the story. The story is what the authorities in this country do. This is what happens in fascism. You chemically spray students who have reached the breaking point, not because of politics, but because they can't get from one class to another. It's like rats in a maze. No matter which way they turn, they get the electric shock until the rat goes insane, right? Welcome to Bush's America.
Daddy gets wasted and robs liquor stores. Daddy likes rubbing against little boys on the bus. I think that's why your mommy left us.
What is your name? Do you have any dependents? Did you sell your home?
If you can answer questions like these, you can confidently do your taxes yourself at TurboTax.com. TurboTax makes even complex returns easy by asking simple questions like,
did you earn any interest income?
Then TurboTax adds everything up automatically. And when you're done, you can e-file and get your refund in days.
Do you want your refund sent directly to your bank account?
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, there's a Bayer made just for your heart, and it can have a big impact on your life. It's Bayer Low Dose. It was the first low-dose safety-coated aspirin, and it can significantly reduce your risk of a heart attack. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. And remember, no other brand prevents more heart attacks than Bayer. The more you know, the more you trust Bayer.
There's a moment when you know you've found the love of your life.
It was a bright night. The moon was shining through the clouds.
I don't know whether it was just the atmosphere of the evening.
12 hours went by. It seemed like an hour.
And then he said, I love you. That was the moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. At eHarmony, we know that the secret to magical moments like these is being matched on the very deepest dimensions of compatibility, so that when you fall in love, you know it has the depth and richness to last a lifetime.
We just hit it off. We had everything in common.
I was just smitten right then and there. I'll never forget that moment.
I have found a person that I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Let us help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony.com and start the journey right this moment. It begins with the powerful experience of getting your personality profile, a $40 value, yours free, when you log on to eHarmony.com.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl.
programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now.
800-243-1483. I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll work for Jesus all my days. And on the prairie or in the city, I'll help him round up all the strays. I don't tell much to offer him. I'm very small, you see. But I can love my Jesus, and he can still
don't you just love little kids?
And all I want to do is that
it's 21 past the hour. You've heard me talk about BartCop.com on this program before, and something makes me mention it again. I guess my poor attempts at humor on this program brings into focus BartCop's website. It's a political satire site, for those of you who haven't been there. And I want you to go. You know, we've picked up a lot of stations here in the past couple of months. And if you're tuning in and you don't know what I'm talking about, BartCop.com, check it out. BartCop, BartCop.com. He's a redneck from Oklahoma who is a liberal redneck. He's kind of a liberal redneck like me. Likes to, you know, he has guns and stuff, you know, right? I think BartCop drives a pickup just like I do. But anyway, I want you to check out his website, BartCop.com. It's one of the funniest damn sites on the internet. I'm constantly stealing stuff from his site. Sometimes I credit him, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I pretend like it's my material, and it's not. It's his. And so if you're looking for something really cool to slam the right-wingers with, in the morning over coffee, you can usually find it at night at BartCop. I always go there when I get home, when Kathy and I get home after the show, which is about 2 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. And, you know, she puts Molly back to bed, and I go into the computer room and sit there and see what BartCop had to say that day. So I want y'all to check it out, okay? There are several sites I push. You know, Democratic Underground, of course, which, you know, is democraticunderground.com. What can I say? It's a great site. Of course, AirAmericaRadio.com, obviously. Buzzflash, Common Dreams, truthout.org, you know, but for full-blown, flat-out political humor and satire, some of it just, you won't believe it. So check it out, BartCop.com, and he's my friend. We have a great phone relationship. BartCop and I have never met, but we've been talking for how long, Kathy? 5 years? About 5 years? And it's so weird. He's a good friend, and we've never met. Do you have friends like that? Do you? I mean, the internet does that, doesn't it? Huh? Some of the bureau chiefs that participate in this program are good friends, and we might have met once or twice. Marianne, Dr. Marianne, out in Illinois, you know, who is our Aurora, Illinois bureau chief. She and I, we met once, Kathy, I think. Once or twice. But BartCop is the same way. His site is incredible. So check it out. Go check it out now, you know, while you listen to this program. BartCop.com, BartCop.com. It's on my links page, but check it out, BartCop.com. It's funny stuff. And I was telling the redneck joke. And any rednecks out there, I apologize, but, you know, suck it up. You can handle it. I'm a redneck. So is BartCop a redneck. But I'm telling that joke. I'm thinking, damn, this is... whoever sent this to me, I wonder if they stole it off BartCop's site. Brian sent this, and he said, I used to wonder what it was like to be a German in the 30s. really, the notion fascinated me. What did the good Germans do? Did they not see what was happening? Did they ignore what they saw? Did they rationalize it? How many took real practical steps to stop what was happening? You know, beyond the endless expressions of shock and outrage and stern disapproval. How many left the country? What the hell did they do? Did they just continue in their normal routines, pursuing their normal dreams? Did they comfort themselves with the faith that, quote, this too will pass, end quote? What did they do? Yesterday, the Senate confirmed the nomination of Alberto Gonzalez for Attorney General. That is, the man who is the primary author of the U.S. government policy of torture has been granted primary responsibility for the enforcement of our laws. A torturer is now our attorney general. So that's it. I don't have an answer to any of the questions I've posed in this email. But I assert that as of today, I no longer have to wonder what it was like to be a good German in the 30s. A torturer is now our attorney general. Thanks, Brian. And then the Enron thing, in some of the lawsuits ricocheting around about Enron, have you heard about the tapes that have been released? The phone tapes showing Enron conspired to take power plants offline on the West Coast by asking the utilities out there to make up a phony problem and phony repair. All this to perpetuate, Barry sent this to me, to perpetuate the phony power crisis and justify what Enron was doing to the consumers, billions of dollars in costs, and some deaths while Enron and these filthy, filthy criminals like Ken Lay, one of Bush's biggest backers, while they just ripped and raped and destroyed and looted. Huh? Barry writes, Mike, back in the ancient times, if a wheat shipment to Rome was a little light, people were executed. What do we do to these people who defrauded millions of Americans and created public panic? Give them their golden parachutes, a slap on the wrist, and protection in bankruptcy court? If you or I, Mike, shut down a power plant, we'd be called terrorists and imprisoned forever. Yeah, you're right, Barry, we would. But then again, you and I haven't contributed millions upon millions upon millions to the Bush crime family like Ken Lay has.
Our energy policy has never been compromised.
We're hurting well. We need you, Ken Starr.
Kenny Boy should invoke his fifth dimension rights.
Mission Cheney's and long money, buddy. This time they went too far.
What is Enron anyway?
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Xanarex?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Jones.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box of the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99, all just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer.
Will your kids vacation on the moon? Why is it so important that we go to Mars? Will we soon contact an alien civilization? Is time travel really possible? Find answers to these and other enticing questions when you join us for a special cruise into the future this summer with Bay Current, the new fiercely independent newspaper in southern Brooklyn. For surprisingly low prices, which include all taxes and boarding fees, you'll not only enjoy all the food and activities on a great cruise to Nova Scotia, you'll also get to pick the brains of exciting futurists, including Dorian Sagan, son of the late astronomer Carl Sagan. Get all the cruise details. Call now, 1-866-292-9934, or log on to www.bay-currents.com. That's 1-866-292-9934. Come set sail into the future on this great cruise with Bay Currents. Call 866-292-9934 or log on to bay-currents.com now.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds.
Just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
What's happening, everybody? Yours truly, the Groovy Goonie. This week on the Kyle Jason Show, we will be discussing the topic sexuality versus talent. Has sexuality gone too far in the marketing of young female artists? We'll be telling you what we think, and we'll also be asking you what you think. Also, showcasing the music of the one, the only, Rufus, featuring Chaka Khan. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason Show, y'all. It's going to be a blast. Saturday night on Air America Radio.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Of course, the big story making its way around all sorts of internet sites like Daily Kos and other places is the Iraqi woman who was up in the balcony with Laura Bush. Turns out she was a plant. She has, what is she, a CIA employee? She's been part of the right-wing cabal for... for 30 years. You got to check it out. I'm not going to get into it, but if you go to dailycoast.com, you can read the whole thing. It's just unbelievable, isn't it? The other big story is that Bush cheated. Oh, that's a big story. With the wiring up his back. Remember that picture that, oddly enough, Fox Fox had a couple of cameras. They weren't supposed to during the first debate, and all that gear was on under Bush's sport coat or suit coat. And the Bush crime family managers had said no cameras from the rear. That was part of the agreement. And Fox put a couple cameras back there anyway. And turns out that it was a device used to get information. You know, all this stuff about Bush wearing an earpiece, it's true. People feeding him information through this remote microphone into his ear, it's all true. So, once again, George Bush cheated, which is not a story. The story is the denial. Of course Bush cheats. He's a lying thug. He's a punk. All punks, all lying thugs cheat. That's just what they do. But both of those stories are really whipping around the Internet right now. And thank God for the Internet, huh? Al, we love you for inventing the Internet. This thing about Enron, the audio tapes that have been released. Remember when the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, and all of his little boys around right-wing talk radio, they were screaming that the energy crisis in California was caused by environmental regulations and so on and so forth. Remember that? And, of course, the sheep in the country go, yep, that's right, that's right. Those environmentalists, yeah. Turns out now that it's a matter of record. The phone calls, the conversations of what Enron was doing, deliberately shutting down, asking utility companies in California to shut down and fake it and say they had to make repairs when that was not the case. And that was so Enron could tremendously manipulate the market. And as Barry wrote, who sent me the story, it's at CNN.com, and I will post the story at my website sometime tonight. But if you or I shut down a power plant or even trespassed, right, we'd be called terrorists and they'd send us to Cuba or worse. But Enron, have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Wow. Another odd story. This is Friday, and this stuff kind of coagulates. It's like a sewer. And these stories all swirl towards the grate in the bottom of the drain, you know, trying to get into the sewer, and they jam up on the grate. So we have to take a sharp stick here and jam them through so the commode will flush, and we can get back to it Monday. This is from Marquette University. Marquette University is I think it's a Catholic school, isn't it? Jesuits? Right? Marquette University in Milwaukee. Marquette University administrators had to shut down a table set up by the school's College Republicans this week because the table was set up and some of these little College Republican rats were sitting there taking orders for bracelets and other trinkets so money could be raised to buy special equipment for American snipers in Iraq and Afghanistan. The College Republicans called it the Adopt a Sniper program. Now, the school administrator said, yeah, we got a request that the Republicans want to set up a table for a general support the troops thing at the school's Alumni Memorial Union, and they approved it on that basis. And then they found out it was saying adopt a sniper. The leaders at Marquette University were unhappy that they had not been told of the exact nature of the College Republicans' efforts, and the wording on some of the signs and the merchandise was bothersome, according to our good Jesuit Catholic brothers at Marquette University. The university said one of the slogans was, "One shot, one kill, no remorse, I decide." The statement from Marquette said, "In the context of the university's Jesuit Catholic mission, we could not allow fundraising in the student union for a group whose rhetoric regarding snipers could be widely misinterpreted as having a cavalier attitude toward the taking of a human life." Widely misinterpreted, Father? It's not widely misinterpreted at all. Now, the postscript to the story, you'd think for a moment, well, those little College Republican devils are just so cute. Boy, coming up with something like that, that's really cool. Not so. It's not their idea. The Adopt-a-Sniper thing is put together by a Texas police SWAT officer. Remember the other night when I said Texas cops are insane? They're all murderers, killers, drug users, psychopaths. I got a couple of emails. My husband's a Texas cop. He's a policeman in Houston. He's a good man. Oh, no, he's not. Anyway, this idea was from a Texas police special weapons and tactics officer. It has raised, he's got a website, and he has raised thousands of dollars in cash and gear to send to sharpshooters and U.S. combat platoons. Now, among products sold at his website is a $15 coin with the imprinted phrase, "Assistance from a distance." Oh, that's so funny! Now, you couple that with General Mattis's statements here in the, that have made the press in the past few days about, you know, it's fun to kill people. It's really fun. You see where we're at? I know that's not a grammatically correct sentence, but, you know, I'm in the South. Okay? Do you see where we are? Is that better? Who sent this to me? When Bush talks about the ownership society, you've heard him say that with his toy speech the other night, and he said it before, I want an ownership society. You know what he has in mind when he says that? He's talking about the pre-Civil War model in the South. That's his idea of ownership. You understand what I'm saying? Sure. The slaves, the Africans that were brought here, built the economy of the South. That's how the white landowners were able to amass such fortunes, because they didn't have to pay anybody. You think you've got it rough because you're drawing unemployment, you don't have health insurance maybe, or it's costing you $1,000 a month? Okay, yeah, that is rough. Hell, I was unemployed for 5 months this year. But that's nothing compared to the slaves. Now, see, this is something we don't talk about. Nobody ever talks about this. Every time some black leader says, you know, isn't it time to talk about reparations just a little bit? They're not talking about, you know, getting paid. What they're talking about is the wealth that black slaves built for white slave owners. And the black slaves got nothing. It was their sweat, their muscle, that built the antebellum South. And you rednecks listen to the program, kiss my butt, you know. Damn one if you ever worked a lick in your life. You know what I'm talking about. Well, maybe you're working now, but your great-great-grandpappy, you know, that one you always dress up like when you get in those reenactment battles with the Yankees. He didn't do a damn thing. It was his Negro slaves. So when Bush talks about the ownership society, I'm beginning to think that's what they're talking about. They want a feudal system not unlike what was in the South prior to the Wawa of Northern Aggression, as they refer to it down here. But that's what he means. That's what he means. You know, when you have 8-10 million slaves whom you can beat and belabor and you know, generation after generation get have them plant your cotton and harvest your cotton and build your big house and all the stuff that tend to the chickens and the cows and the chillin' and so on and so forth, and you know, of course you can build a mass great fortune. So this is what Bush is talking about when he talks about the ownership society. And I always look at in those audiences that sit around Bush, those carefully screened audiences, and see if I see a black face. You know, when he was in Fargo, was it Fargo the other day? I saw a colored person. Or the person appeared to be colored. I don't know. You know, I don't know. Maybe it was just somebody smeared some. It could have been a white person who said, all right, they told me they need a couple of colored faces here, so here, let me put some burned cork on my face and sit there. You know, I have no idea. I have no idea. But I always scan the crowds, especially if it's a military group. Now, military crowd, you know, these young whites and blacks and Latinos, they just stare straight ahead. They don't, you know, go, hoo-ah, when their sergeant tells them to, gives them a signal. Hoo-ah for the president, or your ass will be on guard duty for an extra 6 months in the middle of winter. Hoo-ah when the president says this. Hoo-ah when the president says that. But I always look for that black face when it's in civilians. You know, the white people just kind of sit there and grin and shuffle their feet and kind of, you know, bobblehead. And then you see the black person, a couple of black people put in there, you know, they were told, all right, we need your face there. We want you to go. And the black person goes, oh, Jesus, all right. And goes and sits there, and Right? You know what I'm talking about. Of course you do. Of course you do. You realize what's going on in the Midwest over the past a week or so? Air pollution has built up to incredibly unhealthy levels in the upper Midwest. Huh? Minnesota? Minneapolis, St. Paul, Chicago, Columbus, Ohio. Do you realize what's going on? We'll talk about that one when we come back here in just a second. And we have some more, and then we'll get to some phone calls and some important stuff. And don't forget, next hour, taped on the down low, Laura Pickles Bush addressing a group of inner city Ute about her new anti-crime program.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible, and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a 2-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation.
Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Listen, this nation is committed to dealing with poverty. First, let me make it very clear, poor people aren't necessarily killers. Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill.
Another profound statement from Chairman George, huh? What a freak. What a useless freak. Anyway, in the upper Midwest, All sorts of air pollution has built up there. It's called a wintertime rarity caused by the absence of strong wind. And the problems, I guess, are starting to abate a little bit now. But for children and other sensitive groups, it's been really rough. According to what I'm reading here, Minnesota officials warned the air in the Twin Cities was unhealthy for anyone Wednesday. Anyone. Chicago and Columbus, Ohio, this week had their first ever winter air alerts, warning of unhealthy conditions for people at risk. In Illinois, officials expected the air quality index in the Chicago area to be between 109 and 139. Air is considered unhealthy for everyone at 150. In St. Paul, Minnesota, is reported the worst air quality in 25 years. Now, the reason this is interesting is because of what is happening at the EPA. The Environmental Protection Agency is designed to destroy the environment, and the EPA Inspector General said yesterday that the agency's senior management instructed staff members to arrive at a predetermined conclusion favoring industry when they prepared a proposed rule last year to reduce the amount of mercury emitted from coal-fired power plants. In other words, another lie. The EPA was ordered to cook the numbers and make it look like more mercury in the environment would be okay. Now, this is from pro-life Republicans. This will show you, you people who are against abortion, you know, bless your hearts. But why do you hang your hat on George W. Bush and the Bush crime family? Mercury damages the neurological development of fetuses and young living children, but fetuses. Do you understand? The Bush crime family wants to cause more spontaneous abortions, referred to in the vernacular as miscarriages. And they want to do it because their buddies in the utility industry that use coal-fired plants that dumps this crap into the air, the buddies in the coal industry are saying, hey, we'll give you more money, just make it look okay. Now, this is part of Bush's Clear Skies legislation that he's trying to get out of committee to kill more fetuses and to kill more children. And to make it even more difficult to breathe in some of the red states in the upper Midwest. How do you people feel about that, huh? You people in the red states that you know, you're if you're female, you get pregnant and you lose the fetus, and the doctor can't tell you why. Well, don't worry about it. You can have another one. It's because Bush and the Republicans are killing your unborn child. Do you not understand this? Bush and the Republicans are responsible for what? How many? 100 million deaths a year, a day, an hour? What? What's the number? I don't know. But they're killing fetuses and they're killing young children. Do you care? No, of course you don't care. Because Bush is a godly man. Now, the Clear Skies legislation is under consideration in the Senate's Environment and Public Works Committee. And guess who chairs the Senate's Environment and Public Works Committee? Huh? Oh, you're way ahead of me. Senator James Inhofe from Oklahoma. Now, what did Inhofe say when this report was released? You know, an internal report. An inspector general inside the EPA said, look, this is what happened. They're trying to kill more fetuses and more children. They didn't say that. I said that. But they're trying to cook the books on mercury emissions to once again lie to the American public. So when Bush puts out his Clear Skies initiative, which is anything but about clear skies. We'll have the numbers behind it to back it up, even though the numbers are not true. What did James Inhofe say? Inhofe, who's the chairman of the Environment and Public Works Committee, where this bill is allegedly being looked at, you know, Bush's clear skies, Inhofe is very pissed off at the inspector general who released the report, one Nikki Tinsley, who is, oh my God, a Democrat. Inhofe said, quote, "This is another example that Nikki Tinsley has politicized the office." That's this is what Inhofe says. Inhofe is a fetus killer. Do you understand that? You people listening in Oklahoma, your senator wants to kill unborn babies. Over and over. He wants to murder unborn babies in the womb. James Inhofe is a fetus killer. He's an abortionist. Do you understand that? Yo, Oklahomans, pro-lifers, James Inhofe is a fetus killer. Do you care? No, you don't care because you're hypocritical crap heads. You only care if John Kerry says, well, you know, I may be Catholic, but I believe it's up to a woman to make that decision. James Inhofe, your Republican right-wing monkey senator from Oklahoma, is killing fetuses. Do you understand that? He is killing them. Murdering fetuses in the womb. Probably a lot of Baptist fetuses and Methodist fetuses and Episcopalian fetuses. Well, I don't know about them. Holiness fetuses, Church of God fetuses. All kinds of fetuses are being crushed. Their little bodies expelled from the womb because of James Inhofe. This is like partial birth abortion, only much worse. Little children of Christ being crushed in the womb by mercury, thanks to James Inhofe. Do you care? Oh, by the way, Scott Siegel, director of the Electric Reliability Coordinating Council, an industry group, said the report from the Inspector General, quote, appears to go well beyond the expertise of the office, close quote. So there you have it. There you have it. Scott Siegel and James Inhofe in the state of Oklahoma are murdering fetuses as we speak. Do you care? This is Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip for me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm, Tiger Balm, and put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
This is a personal message for Susan Mock. Hi, Angel. It's Mom. I talked to Jamie yesterday all about her daughter's wedding, and she asked if you were dating anyone, and, well, I lied and said you had a boyfriend. Susan, what about Match.com? It's a website. There are 15 million members and plenty of nice men you could settle down with. Sweetie, even though I will, don't make Mommy keep lying for you.
the most relationships, the most marriages, the most satisfied mothers. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Washington State election challenge. A judge is now allowing a court challenge in Washington State's extremely close election for governor. The ruling came at a hearing on a Republican attempt to overturn the election of Democratic Governor Christine Gregoire. The judge rejected arguments the dispute can only be resolved by the state legislature. Gregoire was sworn in last month after being declared the winner by only 129 votes out of almost 3 million casts. Republican candidate Dino Rossi and the state Republican Party say the contest was tainted by so many errors and illegal votes that the court should throw out the whole thing and have a new election. The Democrats are defending the election results, saying Rossi does not have enough proof to nullify the election and that a revote would be unconstitutional. Activist Simon Rosenberg has given up his bid for the Democratic National Committee chairmanship today and backed the frontrunner, Howard Dean. Rosenberg's departure from the race leaves only three: Howard Dean, Democratic activist Donnie Fowler, and former Indiana Congressman Tim Romer. About 430 voting members of the party's National Committee will choose the successor to Terry McAuliffe on February 12th. George Bush is reportedly going to ask Congress for almost $420 billion for the Pentagon for next year. That's 4.8% more than this year's spending. The administration trying to beef up the Army and Marine Corps. The request will not include the money for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, of course. Congress already has appropriated separately $25 billion for those this year, and the White House is about to request another $80 billion for those wars. Two notable quotables from George Bush today during his road trip to push his plan to change Social Security. Bush warned against the use of, quote, scare tactics in the debate. And Bush said Social Security's problems are clear, quote, when you start doing the math. A judge in New York State struck down the ban on same-sex marriage today, saying it violates the state's constitution. The state Supreme Court justice ruled in favor of five gay couples who were denied marriage licenses in New York last year. The judge's ruling will allow gay couples to marry in New York State if it's held up on appeal. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says he's doing what he can to build support for the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, but he says he's not seeing any concessions from the Palestinians yet. And until he does, he says peace talks will not restart. And if you can cook, there may be a job for you at the White House. The White House chef is leaving. A spokeswoman for Laura Bush says Walter Scheib resigning after nearly 11 years pursuing other interests. Scheib was hired by Hillary Rodham Clinton back in 94. The White House chef oversees a staff responsible for all sorts of food, from the everyday meals for the first family to state dinners. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
You can go to a lot of places for tires, but if you drive a Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury, only one place is the best: your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer. Right now, we offer the guaranteed lowest prices on tires, including Goodyear, Michelin, Continental, and more. Bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell, and we'll beat it. The genuine challenge at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. See participating dealer for details through 313.05.
The following is a celebrity impersonation and not an evil endorsement of any kind.
Hello, and welcome to my underground weather station. A few years ago, before I was in deep freeze, I invented a little something called AccuWeather.com.
Dr. Weather, AccuWeather.com already exists.
It does?
Yes, at AccuWeather.com, you can get the most accurate weather anywhere.
We already have that, hmm?
Yes.
Email to you?
Yes.
What about to your mobile device, perhaps, or desktop?
Yes.
Right. Okay, people, AccuWeather.com. If you need the info, get AccuWeather.com.
Access it for free, link to it for free, or buy it for your site.
Right, I already knew that.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. inviting you to join Mike Papantonio and me this week on Ring of Fire. We'll be talking about the huge multinational hog factories that have taken over the pork industry in this country and that are causing horrific pollution.
We'll also find out how mainstream Americans have been standing up to the religious right in Texas where Bush and his fat white pink boys got their start. We'll talk with Kathy Miller of the Texas Freedom Network.
Ring of Fire, Saturday on Air America Radio, the voice of liberty.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. And again, a big welcome to KTLK, Progressive Talk, 1150 in L.A., City of the Angels, L.A., California. One of our newest affiliate just joined us when, Kathy, Thursday. So if you're listening on KTLK, 1150 a.m. in Los Angeles, hi, how are you? Coming up in about 25 minutes here, we'll have a bit of Laura Pickles Bush for you. She was interviewed, like we mentioned earlier, by Limbaugh's number one fan, NBC's Brian Williams, about her new leadership role in preventing gang violence. Remember when Bush announced that during his State of the Union speech? And then she immediately went to a nearby inner-city ghetto and gave a speech to the assembled gangsters. And press was not allowed. But a friend of mine who happens to work for an outreach group snuck in a tape recorder and got it. So stick around. You will not believe this. It's you just won't believe it. Couple more items here. Stay with me. Some of the results coming in from Sunday's phony election in Iraq suggest something that it's going to be very interesting to see how this is going to work out. This is going to be very, very interesting. The U.S.-backed killer, who is the interim prime minister there, Ayad Alawi, and he is a killer. You know, when I talk about these people, I don't use these terms gratuitously. I mean killer. This guy especially, Alawi, is the one who executed six people with his pistol because they pissed him off. Think of that photograph of the police chief of Saigon blowing a hole through the head of a suspected VC back in, when was that picture taken? 68, 69, 70, somewhere around there. Think of that picture. That's what Alawi did. So, you know, he's nothing more than a cheap-ass murderer. It's not very honorable to, you know, when somebody's hands are tied behind their backs and they're standing there waiting to be questioned about they don't know what, and this some sick killer comes up with a gun and says, oh, you're waiting to be questioned? Here, question this. Blam! You know, that's not very sporting, is it? Anyway, that's the guy we're backing, Saddam Light, call him. Well, his coalition is being defeated by a list of candidates. Now, remember, nobody knew who they were voting for. They had lists with numbers. But the Shia knew who to vote for. The network of the Shiite mullahs, the priests, so to speak, okay, the ayatollahs, the clerics, whatever you want to call them, they got the word out. This is who you vote for. Okay. So Alawi, the killer, is being defeated by a group controlled by the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. Now, Ali al-Sistani is actually, by sentiment, an Iranian. He spent an awful lot of time in Iran. The Shia population in Iran, the Shia mullahs in Iran, run the country. So what we've got here is an incipient alliance between Iraq and Iran. This is what happens when you force your toy democracy down somebody's throat. It may come back and bite you in the ass. Now, I'm curious to see what is Negroponte, our other killer, who's over there as the ambassador to Iraq, how is he going to handle this? Huh? How is Cheney going to handle it? How is Abrams going to handle it? What are they going to do? Are they going to assassinate Ali al-Sistani now? Sharif Ali bin Hussein, who's the head of something called the Constitutional Monarchy Party, said the vote is going to shake the nation. This guy said Americans are in for a shock. We've got 150,000 U.S. troops here protecting a country that is going to wind up being extremely friendly to Iran, and the Americans are training the troops. See, here we go again. Here we go again. But these filthy neocons who are embedded like roaches and rats in our government, you know, Douglas Feith and Rumsfeld and Abrams and Rice and Cheney and Pearl and the rest of these people who are insisting on this. So here we go once again. Who developed and built Osama bin Laden? Who armed him? That's right, we did. Who developed and built and armed Saddam? That's right, we did. Now we're doing it again. History does not repeat itself first as tragedy and then as farce. In this case, it is repeating itself as horror, death and destruction. The partial totals, vote totals so far, you know, they're counting. they're counting the votes, right? Show that the Iraqi list, that's what it was called, the Iraqi list, that's the one that Alawi headed. Now, he's a Shiite too, but he's a killer Shiite. He's a murderer. And he's a CIA agent. He has 18% of the votes. 72% of the votes so far have gone to United Iraqi Alliance. That's the list that is run by the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. 72% of the vote. Ooh, I'd say that's just about a landslide. Law me. I ain't seen nothing like that for a long time. Whatever are we going to do? A member of Iraq's Independent Election Commission, which is not independent. It is run by Alawi. Alawi is run by the CIA. The CIA is run by Martians. A member of the Iraq's Independent Election Commission said the vote totals and the total number of people who voted won't be known for another 10 days. What do you suppose is going to happen, huh? What do you suppose is going to happen in the next 10 days? Right now, 72% of the votes counted are for Ali al-Sistani. Now, get this. The Election Commission, the Independent Iraqi Election Commission, also released final vote tallies from overseas voters in 8 countries, the U.S., Britain, France, Iran, Syria, Jordan, and the United Arab Emirates, and Australia. The alliance headed by al-Sistani won 44% of the 170,000 votes cast in those countries. The Kurds got 18%. Alawi's list, our little pig killer over there, got 12%. In the United States, Alawi got 5% less than the Communist Party list. So much for Mr. Alawi. Now, when the vote count is final, understand what's going on here. When the vote count is final, there are going to be 275 seats in the National Assembly. They'll be divided up among the 111 parties, individuals, and coalitions that ran in the election. This was obvious to dilute the power, to try to prevent. But, you know, I got two words for you. The Israeli Knesset. They know how to build coalitions. The Iraqis will figure it out in about, 3 minutes? So, when they go to divvy up the 275 seats in the National Assembly, each ticket, each list, will get seats according to the proportion of the vote that it won. It's incredible, isn't it? I mean, every once in a while, something like this happens. So, with 1.6 million votes counted, the Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, his list has won 1,164,770 votes, or 71.6% of the total. The Iraqi list, which is Ayad Alawi, our little herky-jerky puppet killer, he has 294,587 votes, or 18%. God. And here in the United States, the Iraqi voters gave Alawi less than they gave the Communist Party of Iraq. Now, what do you suppose is going on? See, one of the reasons all this nonsense, jive turkey BS about, we're going to save Social Security, is to keep stuff like this off the news. And, of course, the whore press in this country, especially television, if not exclusively television, is willing to go along with it.
Yeah, well, you know, we got the Michael Jackson thing, and Bush was in Fargo, North Dakota, so let's go with that.
Have I meant? Yeah, I already have. All right, stick around. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
In the beginning there was dirt, water, and air.
And it was good. Once,
Planet Check.
Because of continual extraction of timber, mining, oil, and gas, only 15% of our old-growth forests are left. Pamela Wellner from Greenpeace branches out.
So what we're calling for is a moratorium on large-scale commercial logging and put a greater emphasis on protection of our national forests.
Greenpeace is looking towards saving the remaining few that are most intact with the highest variety of plant and animal species.
When we combined all those criteria, 11 forests throughout the United States, including Alaska, popped up. We're calling those forests keystone forests because they provide the best base for forest protection.
Most of these forests are on public land, so
we can call for our senators and our congressmen to push for increased protection of these lands.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box of the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99, all just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from ProFlowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code NETRADIO for this special offer.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I wanted to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try it before you buy it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you too, so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now. 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site. 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Okay, right after the next break, this Laura Pickles Bush, we refer to her lovingly as Pickles, is going to head Bushy's, what is it, Kathy? It's a ministry to the inner city Ute. Keep them out of the gangs. Okay. First, a question put to her by Brian Williams. And speaking of Brian Williams, the man who has replaced, what's his name at NBC? Tom Brokaw. Brian Williams. Apparently has gotten the memo from General Electric, the producer of weapons of mass destruction that owns NBC, all the NBC networks. Brian got the memo that said, pull out all the stops. We want to see you at least twice a week down on your knees giving relief to some member of the Bush crime family. We want you doing for some member of the Bush crime family, at least twice a week, what Monica did for Bill. Do you understand, Brian? And, of course, Brian has no problem with that. Brian's answer to that is, okay, yes, sir, just whatever. I'm famous now. I'm Brian Williams. I'm not on the damn cable anymore. I'm right out here on NBC. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. So NBC has, just decided, or General Electric has decided, off with the gloves, enough of this nonsense. We are General Electric. We thrive. Our stock prices go up every time there's a war. We want war. We want death and destruction. We are weapons manufacturers. We provide all sorts of parts and pieces and chunks and gobs of stuff that kill and deform and abort fetuses. We love aborting fetuses. That's why we're so into depleted uranium. We love aborted fetuses. We love them! We want more dead fetuses! We do, and Jim Inhofe does out there in Oklahoma! Abstinence only, which is what the religious crazies in this country say is the only way to teach American teenagers about sexual control. Just, abstinence only. Now, being the father of six now, I think abstinence is great. I think it is. It's absolutely great. But for all of my kids that reached that point in their lives and brought it up to me, I'm like, rubbers! Rubbers, damn it! Rubbers! okay, condoms. But I come from the generation, we call them rubbers. I'm sorry, that, you know, that's not what we wore on our feet during a rainstorm. Trust me on that. Those were galoshes. That's the reason I have six kids. But, oh, man, I should have put on them rubbers, right? When it rained, to go outside, to get the mail. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway. What you hope for with your children, I think, if you're a rational human being, you say, look, sit down. Here it is. Here's the story. This is what makes babies. It ain't no fairies or elves or little people or storks. It's sperm and eggs and penises and vaginas and all this stuff. Here's how it works. Quit looking at me like that. You know, and you get through it. And then you say to your kid, now, we don't want you to have sex, but if you do, condoms. Because we don't want you to die. And we don't want you to get pregnant. Now, that's what a rational person does. Not that way, of course. But I said rational. I'm not rational. I'm a psychopath. But rational parents, that's what they do. Abstinence only is what the Baptists and the Methodists and all these crazy religious freaks. Oh, yeah, well, no, can't do it. Well, guess what? You're way ahead of me. In his home state of Texas, Bush's home state of Texas, according to a new study, abstinence-only sex education programs have had no impact on teenager behavior. As a matter of fact, teenagers in 29 high schools became even more sexually active. According to a study conducted by who? Liberals? No. Researchers at Texas A&M University. The Aggies, by God. Yes, sir. Texas A&M. They went out and checked to find out, is this working? Guess what they found? Dr. Buzz Pruitt, that's his name, who directed the study, said, well, you know what? We didn't see any strong indications that these programs were having an impact in the direction desired. Matter of fact, what we've discovered shows that no, there's no evidence the large amount of money being spent on this is having any effect at all. Now, you knew that, and I knew that, because we're not stupid. Some of you may be religious, you may believe in God, but you're not stupid. Abstinence only, my ass. And every teenager who hears that goes, yeah, okay, here, let's smoke some of this and go mess around. You want to? Oh, my God. Boys in the 10th grade showed a more marked increase in sex from 24% to 39% after receiving abstinence education. Think about that, especially if you have a girl that age.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a New Year's tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. If you wear partial or complete dentures, it's especially important to take good care of your gums and any natural teeth, and to keep your dentures clean and properly fitted. It's a good idea to soak your dentures in addition to just brushing. Just a simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident. And remember, Polident cleans where brushing can miss.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
All right, Gloria, who is he?
Who's who, Harold?
That guy who emails you every day.
You mean AccuWeather.com?
Oh, you admit it. Who is he?
I signed up for AccuWeather.com alerts. I get the local forecast for anywhere, anytime, emailed to me every day.
Well, isn't he thoughtful?
No, Harold, it's a web thingy. AccuWeather.com alert also emails me any severe weather bulletins right away.
You expect me to believe that?
And it's free, Harold.
Free? How stupid do you think I am, Gloria?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
AccuWeather.com. Link to it for free, access it for free, buy it for your site.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? Now, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150. For under $120. Call 800-603-9978. 800-603-9978. 800-603-9978.
Monday on Unfiltered. We can't stop. We won't stop. Talking about my hip-hop generation. DJ Kool Herc and author Jeff Chang talk about the hottest new history book. Plus, the McCurick world of child vaccination. Are shots in the arm boosting autism? Unfiltered. Serving the reality-based community since April on Air America Radio.
This Wednesday, Chuck D. and Rachel Maddow, Unfiltered.
Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people?
It's more of Mike Malloy.
Yes, it is. 26 before the hour. Pickles coming up here in just a minute. Just a couple of more stats from this study conducted by researchers at Texas A&M University about absence-only sex programs in Texas. Total failure. The study showed that 23% of ninth grade girls, those are kids 13 to 14, had sex before receiving abstinence education. After, it went up to 29%. Yeah, I'm laughing at the numbers, not the kids. It's not good. 13-year-olds having sex is not good. We know that. Boys 14 to 15 went from 24% to 39% after receiving abstinence-only sex education. Huh? Huh? Now, in these programs, you see, the kids can't get information about birth control, and the programs promote the social and health benefits of abstaining from sex. There are benefits. You're damn right there are. Of course there are. But it has to be taught in context. These kids do not live on a Christian island someplace in the middle of heaven. They live in America, 2005. We are a corrupt, capitalistic, degenerate society. We all know that. We all struggle to keep our heads out of the swill. You and I might succeed. The kids don't. Now, the head of the study from Texas A&M said he hoped the study would bring about changes in the content of abstinence-promoting programs. He said, well, you know, these programs seem to be much more concerned about politics than kids, and we need to get over that. No kidding. No kidding. It took a study from Texas A&M to come to that conclusion. Send the results of the study to James Dobson. Send it to Focus on the Family. Mr. Dobson would love to see it. Send it to Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson. Nah, it'll never see the light of day. Moving right along. All right, now here's the setup. Bush says he's going to assign to his wife, Pickles, the deal to keep young people out of gangs. Pickles went on with Brian Williams the other night to kind of say, yeah, I'm going to do it. And she had her first lecture speech with poor underprivileged killers in an inner city urban neighborhood. And it was not open to the press, but I had a friend who works with these outreach thingies or whatever, and she got in there and recorded it. Here's first Bunny Pants from his State of the Union address this week.
Now we need to focus on giving young people, especially young men in our cities, better options than apathy or gangs or jail. Tonight I propose a 3-year initiative to help organizations keep young people out of gangs and show young men an ideal of manhood that respects women and rejects violence. And I'm proud that the leader of this nationwide effort will be our First Lady, Laura Bush.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, now, Rush's number one fan, Brian Williams on NBC, interviewed Pickles. And he asked her about, this was last night. He asked her about her new leadership role in gang outreach programs. Brian said, Mrs. Bush, one of the elements in the president's speech was gang violence. Did he come to you about this? Did you go to him? And are you ready for the work this represents?
In the work, and I hope I'm ready for it. All the statistics on boys are not good. Boys drop out of school more. They're adjudicated more. They're obviously, we know many more boys than girls are in prison. We know that in our changing complex world, there are a lot of single parent families, so that boys don't have a man in their life.
So Laura Bush says inner city boys need a man in their life. Fair enough. Now, is she referring to Jesus or maybe Uncle Sam? You know, keep in mind all this talk right now about how, you know, PNAC, Project for New American Century, the these crazed neoconservatives are demanding a draft so that we can go kill more and be killed more. So where are they going to get the bodies? Now, think about that. Now, here's Pickles. And I want to thank Roberta, who got this for me. She took her little digital recorder in to this first outreach, and Laura Pickles, I should say, we call her Pickles affectionately. We just love her to death. She addresses this group of kids, and we want you to hear this.
My fellow inner city urban Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush.
Thank you for inviting me to your charming faith-based community center to speak to your at-risk, underprivileged juvenile delinquents this lovely afternoon. Word up. Looking around me today, I am filled with conservative Christian compassion for you pitiful little hooligans. I wish I could reach through this bulletproof plexiglass shield and give the more sanitary-looking among you a special, appropriately distant hug. Clearly, you are victims of your violent and impoverished environment. Life may have handed you lemons, but I'm here to tell you how you can turn them into lemon Kool-Aid. As those of you with televisions and electricity may have heard in my Bushy's fabulous State of the Union address, we want to give young men in cities like Los Angeles, Miami, Detroit, and the ATL better options than apathy, gangs, or jail. Having devoted almost an entire year of my life teaching young white children how to read, I have been specially selected to head this important new inner-city youth outreach affirmative access program to give hope and direction to your lives. Or as we like to call it, pimp my military. Faux shizzle, Uncle Sam wants to give you a ticket out of the ghetto and a chance to put your special gifts and talents to legal and productive use defending your homeland. Contrary to what you may have heard from the lying liberal media, we Christian Republicans believe in second chances for almost all criminals, even murderers and substance abusers. Why, just look at our family history and driving records and my Bushy's cabinet department appointments for proof of that. I do understand that you may not trust what I'm saying is true because in past experiences, the white man has been critical or perhaps even punitive of your boisterous behavior and naturally feisty personalities. You may have even been led to believe that your record as a convicted felon or sex offender would prevent you from realizing the honor of serving God, Jesus, and your president in our glorious army. But word is bond, we're different from those other busta crackers. Where less compassionate Caucasians have seen drug dealers, rapists, and cold-blooded killers, we see creative urban entrepreneurs and passionate inner-city warriors. We recognize, appreciate, and want to compensate you for your many valuable skills. Truth be told, your years of experience in the hood are far superior to any basic training we could provide to prepare you to battle those wily devils in the urban jungles of Iraq. Many of you are doubtlessly proficient with various automatic weapons, explosives, switchblades, so as long as you're shooting at pretty much anything that passes by, why not do your patriotic duty and aim for the towel? For those of you amateur chemists who enjoy tinkering around your neighborhood meth lab, there are acres of poppy fields in Afghanistan for you to explore. Or perhaps the more spirited and rambunctious among you might rise to a position of authority at one of our fine military detention centers, like Gitmo or Abu Ghraib or some places in Thailand that we can talk about later. Given his rowdy record in the Texas Air National Guard, you can rest assured there's always a bit of amusing rough and tumble to be had in Bushy's military. Now I gotta hit you with some painful digits. According to Census Bureau data, the sobering fact is that the typical urban gang member dies a violent, tragic, pointless death before their 30th birthday. So ask yourself, what would make your Mama Dukes more proud? If you were shot by some villain while jacking a moldy ride? Or if you came to meet Jesus while fulfilling your Christian duty of exterminating the evil enemies of America? Even mo better, your government is now offering a generous financial gratuity should you make the ultimate heroic sacrifice on foreign soil. Presently, there is rarely monetary compensation when one of your posse is assassinated, but $100,000 would go a long way toward providing, in your absence, heaps of bling-bling for your grieving boo, not to mention many fly rims for your homies to remember you by. All of you have mothers, and some of you have fathers as well, who'll be so proud when you trade in your gang colors for the ragged-out fat threads of a U.S. Army uniform. In closing, I hope you now realize that everyone can benefit and prosper from the war on terror, even you poor little brown people. The U.S. Army is reaching out to you. Hope you holla back. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, God bless America. Peace out.
Oh my God, is that how it went to peace out? Roberta. Whoa, man. Oh, damn. Let me wipe the water out of my eyes. Oh, Laura knows how to talk. She can talk that talk. Damn. Pimp my military? Pimp my military? Okay. I'm sorry. Bling bling with the $100,000. And what's this? Some really, what kind of rims? Some really fly rims for your homies after your ass is dead? Is that what she said? A quick break, we'll be back. Oh my God.
Okay, who put the Denerex in my shower? Joe?
Wasn't me, Dad.
Sally?
I think it was Mom.
Guilty as charged. Come on, hon, your dandruff was back again. I thought it was time to stop messing around with those other shampoos and start using Denerex.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Dad, your hair looks good.
Always listen to your mother.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a two-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com. Radio listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
Will your kids vacation on the moon? Why is it so important that we go to Mars? Will we soon contact an alien civilization? Is time travel really possible? Find answers to these and other enticing questions when you join us for a special cruise into the future this summer with Bay Current, the new fiercely independent newspaper in southern Brooklyn. For surprisingly low prices, which include all taxes and boarding fees, you'll not only enjoy all the food and activities on a great cruise to Nova Scotia, you'll also get to pick the brains of exciting futurists, including Dorian Sagan, son of the late astronomer Carl Sagan. Get all the cruise details. Call now, 1-866-292-9934, or log on to www.bay-currents.com. That's 1-866-292-9934. Come set sail into the future on this great cruise with Bay Currents. Call 866-292-9934 or log on to bay-currents.com now.
The vocabulary of the average person stops growing by age 25. Don't let this happen to you, because if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. verbal advantage on audio cassette tape is for people who've made the decision to keep growing. Busy people who want a powerful vocabulary but don't have the time to study. Just by listening, verbal advantage will give you the confidence that comes with precise pronunciation and proper word usage. The words you use are a yardstick by which others measure your intelligence and your level of education. Again, if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. So call now for verbal advantage, the Word Power Success Program for people who've made the decision to keep growing.
Learn more, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
One person can make a difference in somebody's life. Find the children of those who are incarcerated and love them.
It's about 9 before the hour. Let's see, this is talk radio, so we're supposed to take calls once in a while, right? I think we are. Scott is calling from Missouri. Scott, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Scott.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How about you?
Never been better. There's something a quote I wanted to say to you.
Yeah, what now?
There's a quote I wanted to see if you heard this before.
Sure.
All right, James Madison said this, I guess, 200 years ago. He said, if tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Is that Iraq right now?
Yeah, and it was Vietnam 30 years ago, and it was Panama, and it was Lebanon, and it was Dominican Republic. Yeah, of course. We're here. We're there. It's here.
Yeah, I missed the Vietnam War. I mean, I'm only 20 years old, but I can see right through Bush's BS. I mean, I can see it.
Can you also see through his BS? He's using the same tactic that he used with to get us murdered and to do murdering in Iraq. He's using the same tactic, the same lies to destroy Social Security. Do you see that?
Absolutely. I mean, I'll be retiring in, I guess, 40-something years if there isn't America in 40 years. We might have a new name in 40 years.
That's very true.
Also, I'm in Cape Girardeau, Missouri right now. You ever heard of that?
Only I know it because that's where the pig man was born.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, well, the pig man, yeah.
And supposedly he flunked out of school here. I can't prove it, but I hear that he flunked out of SEMO.
What is that?
It's Southeast Missouri State.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of people, you know, didn't complete. Did he flunk out or did he just quit?
Well, I talked to one of the directors of one of the departments, and he said that it's a rumor that he flunked out. He wasn't sure, but if I could maybe go in and pay somebody some money, I could maybe get a transcript or something. I mean, I'd love to send it to you if I could find it.
Well, I'm less concerned. Hell, I didn't graduate from college. I didn't flunk out. I ran out of money, and I had too many kids. I had to, go to work and support, and a couple of ex-wives and all kinds of stuff. But, just because somebody doesn't get a degree doesn't necessarily mean they're not educated. I think Rush Limbaugh is, he got just enough education that allows him to hold sway over the sheep, and that's all he needed, you know, just enough to become the chief propagandist for the Republican Party. So, you know, I'm more concerned about what he's done for the past 12 years. He has done more destruction in this country, I think, than anyone ever in the history of America internally. He comes close to Father Coughlin, who was before your time and before my time. He was a Catholic priest on the radio back in the 30s, who was extremely anti-Semitic and wanted America to join up with the Nazis. But he was not unlike, what's his name, Charles Lindbergh and Henry Ford and George Bush's pappy, grandpappy. We had a lot of white men in this country who wanted America to go Nazi. But Rush is like them. He is a fascist of the highest order. Rush looks and sounds to me like Mussolini. And he has worked as evil on this country for 12 years. He's a despicable human being.
Where is he at now? Is he living in New York or Los Angeles?
The stench is coming out of Palm Beach, Florida. That's where he made his maid go score drugs for him, and that's where he's going to be indicted and sent to prison.
That's where he got his narcotics from.
Yeah, if it was made. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, Scott. I appreciate your call. Now, it says here that you're pro-war?
No.
Oh, I thought you were. Oh, no, conservatives are pro-war.
Yeah.
But anti-abortion, right. I'm sorry, yeah. I didn't see the S there. Conservatives are pro-war, but they're anti-abortion. Yeah, there's no sense in what they're saying. They're also causing... They're also causing all sorts of abortions, miscarriages, which are spontaneous abortions in this country because of mercury and other sorts of pollutants that they want more of in the atmosphere. So these are sick demon bastards, and I wish all of them into hell, all of them. I really do. Scott, thanks for checking in, pal. Got a boogie. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks.
All right. You take care. See, let me read this one, but it's from Cindy. I remember when I was a young divorced mother living in Southern California, I needed to earn more than my cheap teacher's pay to raise my son, so I went to a military contractor. I worked in contract administration, military spares, during the Reagan years. At that time, Gaddafi was the enemy, as was Ayatollah Khomeini. We were trained how to avoid selling any military equipment to those regimes. Saddam Hussein was at that time our ally. We were taught that he was a Western ally, a modern leader, who stood in the breach between the East, that would be Iran, and the West. We went on in later years to fund our ally, Saddam Hussein, to actually war with the Iranians. Iraq won the war, and now we are turning the win back into a loss for Iraq. Bush is truly evil. The Middle East knows it, and so does the rest of the world. The only people who don't know it are the sheeple. I guess that would be sheeple in this country, yeah. All right, quick break. If you live in New York City, good night. Have a great weekend. Switch over to the Internet or turn on Sirius Satellite Radio, and we'll continue the madness. We have another hour to go. For those of you who don't live in New York City, stick around. The best part is yet to come. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Hi. I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
Good news for air travelers. All the major airlines have cut prices, simplified fares, even eliminated Saturday night restrictions. It's great. And Priceline is the only place you can shop and compare these new low deals or name your own price and save even more. Take advantage of these great new fares now and get the one that's best for you. Only at Priceline.com, the best choice in travel. And if you book a vacation package now, you'll get an instant rebate up to $200. See website for details.
Want to get to the next level of your career? Earn a bachelor's or master's degree at University of Phoenix. It's college designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn your degree in 2 to 3 years. At over 140 campuses, they offer programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix at 1-800-853-4433. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. That's 1-800-853-4433.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Washington State election challenge. A judge is now allowing a court challenge in Washington State's extremely close election for governor. The ruling came at a hearing on a Republican attempt to overturn the election of Democratic Governor Christine Gregoire. The judge rejected arguments the dispute can only be resolved by the state legislature. Gregoire was sworn in last month after being declared the winner by only 129 votes out of almost 3 million cast. Republican candidate Dino Rossi and the state Republican Party say the contest was tainted by so many errors and illegal votes that the court should throw out the whole thing and have a new election. The Democrats are defending the election results, saying Rossi does not have enough proof to nullify the election and that a revote would be unconstitutional. Activist Simon Rosenberg has given up his bid for the Democratic National Committee chairmanship today and backed the frontrunner, Howard Dean. Rosenberg's departure from the race leaves only three: Howard Dean, Democratic activist Donnie Fowler, and former Indiana Congressman Tim Romer. About 430 voting members of the party's National Committee will choose the successor to Terry McAuliffe on February 12th. George Bush is reportedly going to ask Congress for almost $420 billion for the Pentagon for next year. That's 4.8% more than this year's spending. The administration trying to beef up the Army and Marine Corps. The request will not include the money for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, of course. Congress already has appropriated separately $25 billion for those this year, and the White House is about to request another $80 billion for those wars. Two notable quotables from George Bush today during his road trip to push his plan to change Social Security. Bush warned against the use of, quote, scare tactics in the debate. And Bush said Social Security's problems are clear, quote, when you start doing the math. A judge in New York State struck down the ban on same-sex marriage today, saying it violates the state's constitution. The state Supreme Court justice ruled in favor of five gay couples who were denied marriage licenses in New York last year. The judge's ruling will allow gay couples to marry in New York State if it's held up on appeal. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says he's doing what he can to build support for the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, but he says he's not seeing any concessions from the Palestinians yet. And until he does, he says peace talks will not restart. And if you can cook, there may be a job for you at the White House. The White House chef is leaving. A spokeswoman for Laura Bush says Walter Scheib resigning after nearly 11 years pursuing other interests. Scheib was hired by Hillary Rodham Clinton back in 94. The White House chef oversees a staff responsible for all sorts of food, from the everyday meals for the first family to state dinners. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Laura Flanders.
We've heard the president. Now it's your turn. What's the state of the union where you live? Weighing in, columnist Robert Scheer, comedian Marilyn Pittman, and community activists from Florida to Alaska. Then singer-songwriter Kate Taylor on her latest CD and her famous musical family. And on Super Bowl Sunday, the Democratic game plan with head coach Joe Trippi, followed by Nelson George, historian and film producer. That's all on the Laura Flanders Show this weekend on Air America.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Okay, I know. That Pickles thing, a lot of people would like to get that since the press was denied entry and we had to do it surreptitiously. If you want to hear that gang outreach speech again, it'll be available on the Air America Radio site by Monday, airamericaradio.com. On the main page, look for it there. Or you could go to whiterosesociety.org and probably starting tomorrow and download tonight's program and capture that yourself. Now, here's what y'all need to do. Isolate that and send it to everybody in America. Send it around the globe. Pimp my military. Pimp my military. Gang outreach. Yeah. That's what it is. One more here, then back to your calls. Where in hell is everybody tonight? Y'all just abandon me when I start talking, right? I don't blame you. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. In Akron, Ohio, it says here several Ohio schools are beginning to require that students who receive free or reduced price school lunches be fingerprinted. God. Akron Public School District leaders say the adoption of the system called iMeal, small I, capital M-E-A-L, iMeal, has resulted in more middle school students taking advantage of free or reduced price lunches because they don't have to hand over a ticket that identifies them as low income. Oh, well, isn't that nice? So the kiddies win. Oh, okay. coordinator of the Akron School's Child Nutrition Services, says we've accomplished, what we've accomplished is taking that stigma away. But the executive director of the ACLU of Ohio, them again, Christine Link, says fingerprinting is for felons, not for five-year-olds. We're setting up for children that surrendering your fingerprints or other parts of your identity for school lunches is a good idea. Oh, my God. Okay. If the kids don't like handing over the little reduced price ticket, then stop making them do it. But don't pretend like fingerprinting them is going to spare them embarrassment. Oh, my God. Akron Schools spent $700,000 on the new cafeteria system, with the money coming from the district's meal program budget, which pays for itself. Okay? So, you know, this is not your tax dollars at work if you live in that part of Ohio. Fingerprinting five-year-olds, six-year-olds, seven-year-olds. Fingerprinting them because they are poor. Fingerprinting 5 and 6 and 8 and 10 and 12-year-olds because they are poor. And why are they poor? Because their parents are poor. And why are their parents poor? Who knows? Fingerprinting little kids who have to get a reduced or free school lunch. Fingerprinting them. But let's increase the mercury in the atmosphere. Akron, Ohio, coal-fired plants, oh my. Let's have more mercury in the atmosphere, more into the little fetuses and the little 5 and 6 and 7-year-olds who will now be fingerprinted to get their free school lunches. Excuse me, let me step outside my role as a talk show host, gainfully employed, and American. This country sucks! Okay, now back into my role as a gainfully employed talk show host. That's awful! Fingerprinting children because they're poor. That's what is going on. How about identity theft? Little kids. How about the prints being misused by law enforcement? See, they got the prints now, huh? We got to figure out some way to get them little old white, poor white children and them Negros and them Mexicans. We got to figure out a way to lock them down real early, huh? I'll tell you what, here's an idea. Let's fingerprint them ones that are on the free or reduced price school lunch, and let's start it in Ohio, because they don't think we're like that in Ohio. We're like that in Texas and Oklahoma and Georgia, but if we do it down here, people will catch on, so let's do it in Ohio. Sieg Heil. God. Oh, well. Okay, where are we? Edie is calling from Atlanta. Edie, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Edie.
Thank you for not making me follow Pickles.
nobody can follow Pickles.
And as for your rants, I take them intravenously, Mike. They help me keep going.
Amen and amen.
Yeah. I spoke with you a couple of weeks ago about my son who...
Yes, you did.
Yeah, and...
He lives in a group home, if I remember.
No, he lives with me and his sister.
Okay, I didn't remember. But you're getting some sort of aid for him.
Yeah, because of Social Security.
There you go.
Father died young. It saved us.
There you go.
About that, remember?
Yeah, no idea.
You're talking to so many of us. But, he's on respite this weekend with a family that we've known for 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm on vacation, so I'm just Spicoli for now.
You're what for now?
Remember Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yes.
Remember Sean Penn?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And I really appreciate talking to you. And I remember I called you. You were talking about Antebellum South. And I wanted to tell you that my great-grandpappy served in the Army of the Confederacy.
Did he really?
He never even saw a slave, much less owned one.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Well, a lot of white people did not. I mean, you know, when we're talking about the South, the stereotype is that every white Southerner owned slaves, which is not true. A lot of white Southerners were indentured servants themselves.
I know it's absolute crap, and so many poor doofuses like my great-grandpappy And there have been times when I wish he didn't make it back. But
ow! But if your grandpappy hadn't made it back, you wouldn't be here.
No kidding. But anyway, he did.
All right.
And we haven't changed any in all this time. When I think of how my mother was raised,
mm-hmm.
that she was great-grandpappy's daughter.
Granddaughter.
Well, yeah, raised my mother.
About
that old Harrigan. I knew that monster. My mother turned out to be almost a liberal compared, you know. That helped me a lot.
Yes, it did. I bet it did.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Edie. Thanks for checking in. You have a nice evening. Nice weekend. Sam is calling from Rhode Island. Dear God, Rhode Island. Sam, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Sam.
I just wanted to call to offer you my support because I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks.
And I used to listen to you on WLS out of Chicago in about 1998, 1999.
Yeah, back in
the day.
Remember
the good old days?
Huh?
The good old days?
Yes, back in the day for sure.
Yeah, when, the biggest problem the country faced was, some bad decisions made by the president in his personal life.
Yeah, right.
And look how far we've fallen.
Yeah.
But I really like the fact that you're back on the air on a national level, or that you're really getting the word out, and just keep it up.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate the support, Sam. You have a good weekend.
You too.
Thanks for checking in. David is calling from New York City. David, welcome to the program.
Hi. We're actually Brooklyn, specifically. I'm
okay. Well, that's okay.
Well, I'm sorry that, you leave New York City, for the final hour, but I got on the line, before you went off. So, actually, I was going to call to ask you what you thought, Bush's true motivation, was for trying to destroy Social Security, just like he, lied his way into invading Iraq. But that's what I was going to ask, but when you had that item about Ohio, about the school system there, it occurred to me that there's, I don't know if you've publicized this very much, but that there's, a little publicized provision of his No Child Left Behind Act, which calls for public high schools to give, students' names and addresses over to military recruiters. And to me, that's kind of, a really outrageous thing that, kids go to school, to protect their futures, to mold their futures, and here their names are being given over so they can have their futures destroyed.
Right.
So I just wondered if you, had much publicity about that.
No, we talked about it, but that's, digging into that aspect of the No Child Left Behind Act. We've done it before. There's so much in there that destroys education. It doesn't support it. It just destroys it. David, we got a break. Thanks for checking in, pal. You have a nice evening. Quick break. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
And they say, open up, we're coming inside. You can't run, so you might as well hide. We got the place covered from head to toe, head to toe. Open up, we're coming inside.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
All right, before I go back to your calls, we've been asked to do this. We played this, Tuesday? Tuesday night, Wednesday night? C-SPAN founder and former book program, I don't know, maybe he still does it, Brian Lamb, interviewed Bush about books. This is from this is a program on Thursday the 27th. So I guess that was last week, right? And I guess we played the sound bites this week. But a couple of people have emailed in and said, hey, could you play those again? Bush and Brian Lamb, the founder of C-SPAN. So we decided, sure, why not? So let's do it. This is, you know, this is just for some kicks. You know our feelings about Bush. He's the stupidest man either alive or at least ever to occupy the Oval Office. Probably not the stupidest man alive. That would be James Inhofe, the senator from Oklahoma. But, you know, it's Friday. Now, in this one, Brian Lamb asked the moron about his love of reading and his favorite books. And no, Bush didn't repeat his former favorites like Hop on Pop and The Very Hungry Caterpillar. No, no, no. He talked about actual adult authors this time, or at least he tried to. And while Kathy was watching the interview, she did think she saw him sneak a peek at something written on the back of his forearm once or twice. Or maybe he had that thingy on the, behind his suit coat and the wire running into his ear. But anyway, here we go. This is your president, the leader of the free world, our public face to the entire globe. It starts out with Brian Lamb asking a question.
How much reading do you do a day, and what time of day do you read?
I read, I'd say, you know, 10 maybe different memoranda,
prepared by staff about books. Yeah, I'm reading, I think on a good night, maybe 20 to 30 pages. I'm exercising quite hard these days, and I get up very early. And so the book has become somewhat of a sedative. I'm traveling. When I travel a lot, I get a chance to read, and I'm downing quite a few books.
You're downing quite a few drinks. What does he say? The book has become somewhat of a sedative. What does he mean? To go to sleep at night, he beats himself in the head with a book? I'm downing quite a few books. Well, at least he's not burning them. Downing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why are we doing this? Oh, that's right. I got a couple of requests. All right. Now that it's established that Bush actually reads books, as many as 20 pages a day, Brian Lamb wants to know what books have influenced him. Okay? Lamb says, what role... What role have books played in your presidency?
History really matters for the president. And so I read a lot of history books. I'm reading the Washington book by Ellis right now. I read the Hamilton book by Chernoff, which I thought was a fascinating book. I can't remember all the books I've read, but I do read a lot of books. And from that, I'm able to, you know, gain a better appreciation of where we're going.
I do read a lot of books, and not all of them have pictures. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Finally... this one, this has to be my favorite Bush clip of the year so far. Of course, this is only February the 4th. Is this the 5th? Is it? Boy, time just rushes by when you're having fun, doesn't it? Okay, favorite Bush clip of the year. This is the one where his language, not necessarily the tone or tempo of his voice, but his language sounds like Yoda. In The Empire Strikes Back, at least it does to me. Here's Brian Lamb.
You told a group here in the White House, I think in May of 2004, that every day you read Oswald Chambers. You say, I read him every morning. He helps me understand how far I am on my walk. Yeah, Oswald Chambers was one of the great Christian thinkers. His writings are very provocative, I think, and the easier it is to understand what he writes, I think the more understanding of religion a person becomes, and that's what I meant by that. He's an interesting gauge. This year I'm reading, last year I read Oswald Chambers every day, and this year I'm reading the Bible every day.
Oh, my God. That's like Yoda would say, to be understanding of me, do not you try. He says... what did he say there? The easier it is to understand what he writes, I think, the more understanding of religion a person becomes. Oh, God. English as a third language for this moron. Oh, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Jackie is calling from Akron, Ohio. Jackie, what is this about their fingerprinting the kids in your schools?
I was dialing you when you were reading that.
Hey, hold on a second. I got to do a break here. I'll come right back, okay. And maybe you know something about this, and maybe not. That's cool if you don't. Stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
But I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a sliding rule is for, but I do know what it one is two, and if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between 4 drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more than anything.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
What's happening, everybody? Yours truly, the Groovy Goonie. This week on the Kyle Jason Show, we will be discussing the topic sexuality versus talent. Has sexuality gone too far in the marketing of young female artists? We'll be telling you what we think, and we'll also be asking you what you think. Also, showcasing the music of the one, the only Rufus, featuring Chaka Khan. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason Show, y'all. It's going to be a blast. Saturday night on Air America Radio.
Was gone. I stood on the back porch.
My finger, children were fingerprinted. 26 before the hour. Back to Jackie in Akron, Ohio. All right, Jackie, what do you know? First of all, what do you know about this fingerprinting of poor kids?
I don't know much about that because our paper is just filled with Social Security and everything else. But I do know, I don't have children, any that I know of, but all my friends do, and I have nephews and all, and our school system is nothing less than scandalous, and except for our child services department here is criminal, and everybody knows it has been going on for years, but the schools here are shot. I mean, I think Ohio has some of the worst, Cleveland, in the country, although I'm sure everybody's catching down on it.
Yeah, really.
Oh, it's horrific, but I do not know any specifics.
Okay.
But I did go to PE class with Chrissy Hines. She was in my PE class.
Well, there you
go. When you start playing that.
Well, there you go.
See? And anyway, though, I wondered, I think I emailed you about this a couple days ago. I caught on Fox one time, and that's the only place I saw it, which makes it so much more outrageous. Chavez from Venezuela was ragging on Condi Rice and saying that she was nothing but a frustrated sexually virgin. And, oh, he went off on her and said that she wanted him.
Now, who did this?
Chavez. I think he's the president of Venezuela, or he's...
Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela, did
yes. And I thought once...
Well, it looks like we're going to bomb Venezuela,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God, though. He was outrageous. But the fact that they played it on Fox once, I don't think they knew what they were playing. And I didn't see it anywhere else. But he just went off and said that she wants him sexually, and he refuses. He wouldn't have her if she was the last woman or something. He burned on her so bad. I couldn't believe... I thought I was, like, hallucinating. I could not believe it. But... That isn't really why I called either.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that, I mean, what we have to do is all this idiotic, like that Brian Lamb thing, I saw that whole thing, and I was screaming, oh, my God, after every day. I can't believe Karl Rove lets him out to show the truth, although nobody cares, you know, about what an idiot he is.
Right.
I mean, to have interviews like that, that was what shocked me, that he was even there.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he was propped up well, but he still looked like, well, you know what he looked like. I mean, he's so ridiculous, but that's what we have to do. Just like they Howard Deaned him to death over that scream, why aren't we, like, picking these little, like Michael Moore tried to do, and look what they...
Because we don't have the media. That's why.
Exactly. But
if the media were truly liberal, this thug would not be president. He wouldn't have been president the first time. He never would have been governor of Texas.
Exactly. But at this point, before we all get flushed down the toilet, I mean, I think it's over. I think we need to go to Mars. I was hoping he would continue the Mars thing so that he could send us there. We need to get out of here and start our own. I mean, I want separation. There is no talking to these people. There's no reasoning, as you know. I mean, we can't coexist with these people. We need a new planet for us.
You know, Jackie, you need to get a cup of coffee and calm down.
it's everything every day. That's what they do to us. They inundate us with so many outrageous things every single day.
Well, they plan on rapturing on out of here soon enough anyway.
I know.
So,
well, that's what we got to wait for, I guess. So
off to Jesus land. Jackie, got to move on. Thanks for checking in. You have a nice evening. Take care. I love Jackie. Jackie's great. Who sent me this? Top 10 Bush goals for his second term. This is from Late Show David Letterman. Number 10, fewer idiotic remarks, more hilarious pratfalls. Number 9, add Mother Barbara to Mount Rushmore. Number 8, combine Nebraska and Kansas into a new state called Nebransis. Number 7, spice up boring state dinners with tasty fish sticks. Number 6, improve communication skills from poor to fair. Number 5, catch up on his Smokey and the Bandit collection. Number 4, get Ray Stevens to write some funny lyrics for Hail to the Chief. Number 3, ride every roller coaster in the country. The number 2, Bush goal for a second term, install remote-activated butt in the Oval Office so he can blow stuff up right from his desk. And number 1, the number 1 goal for Bush's second term, begin vote-rigging process for Jeb's White House run in 2008. Shit-a-boom. From the Late Show with David Letterman. Thanks. Whoever sent that. Whitman. Oh, okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Oh, God. Christian is calling from Detroit. Christian, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
I just wanted to call and welcome you to the Detroit area.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
1310 WDTW, Progressive Talk. I don't know. I renamed the call letters. We don't trust W, but we'll see.
That's great. We don't trust W. I like that.
Yeah, but welcome to the surveillance age.
Thank you. Is it cold there tonight? Can you breathe?
It's actually warming up. It's messing with us. I don't know. I walk barefoot around here. You know, I got the Norse blood. But.
What's the quality of your air? It's so thick you can see it in most of the upper Midwest. What's it like in Detroit?
You can't see anything in the sky, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. All right, never mind. God, it makes me want to cough just listening to that.
I wanted to talk to you about the thumbprint. The thumbprints in the school. The story you were talking about, was that the lunch story?
Yes.
Okay. I also heard it was last year, midway through last year, I think, that there's a couple different things going on in Pennsylvania around Tom Ridge's hometown, I believe. I did a little bit of, just random investigation myself.
Yeah.
And turns out they're doing access to different points of the school, getting in and out of the school the same way for teachers and students. They can clock them all. Welcome to the surveillance age.
Oh, sure. And absolutely.
They're doing the same thing on buses, too. But... you know, it's function creep. These kids are going to grow up just accepting new technology and accepting all these different tracking points and information collection points, you know, in different parts of their lives. They're not going to think twice about it. And, you know, how do you run a system that deals with politics, you know, when a government can go and go up against their rivals and blow up a scandal because they read their emails about certain pornography that they checked out, and, you know, whatever. it's like game over, man, game over.
Yeah, as long as it's not child pornography, I think people should, you know, if somebody wants to download pornography and get weird and funky, go ahead. Wouldn't involve kids, kill them. Not the kids, the porn people. You know, I'm being extreme here, but I just, you know, I hate that. I hate it. I hate it. Christian, thanks a lot. Spread the word in Detroit that we're on the air out there.
Well, welcome. You know, we got some weird sort of different sort of fascists that have come out of the neo-Nazi organizations in the punk scene, and it's really weird. I'll write you an email about it sometime.
All right. Thanks for checking in, pal. You have a nice weekend. George sent me this email, or the link. It's from the Washington Times, the Mooney paper. Wow. It says, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez called Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice illiterate and suggested in a speech last week that she had sexual dreams about him, prompting outrage among Venezuelan women's groups, which denounced his remarks as obscene and lewd. In his January 23rd speech, Mr. Chavez said Ms. Rice, quote, keeps demonstrating complete illiteracy, close quote. He went on to say, quote, it seems that she dreams about me. I can invite her on a date with me to see what happens to her with me. She said that she was sad and depressed because of Chavez. Oh, Daddy, she should forget me. What bad luck this lady has. I don't want to make that sacrifice for my nation, end quote. Well, that nonsense. The fact that it's in the Washington Times and that kind of a quote, that's psyops. That was written by some, trust me on this, okay? That was written by some CIA freak, probably sitting at his desk in Quantico, Virginia, or wherever the hell they are. Oh, well, CIA probably is at Quantico now. And made it look like Chavez said it. If somebody were to ask Chavez, he would probably say, you're out of your mind. Now, that's, whatever. Maybe it's absolutely true. It just seems like your typical psyops piece written by some thug at the CIA. You remember the CIA, don't you? Yeah, okay. John is calling from Pennsylvania. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. I was calling. I got two things I want to talk about. First of all, the caller talking earlier about how Grove lets Bush out and talking on his own. Am I the only person in the world that when I hear him with his silly giggle, hears Beavis and Butthead laughing in the background?
No, you're not the only person. No, you're not.
You know, that
laugh. Oh, I know. And he usually giggles like that when he's talking about death and war and destruction.
Oh, yeah. I mean, silly. I mean, and I'll get to my point here real quick. The two things I were calling about was, I believe it was the Michael Reagan show or Michael Savage. I don't remember which one I was listening to. I just tuned in for a second. They're still talking about Kerry voting for the $87 billion and then against it. And I'm wondering, you remember in third grade when they taught you how to make timelines in school? Kerry gets false information, line one. Yeah. Kerry votes for a war. Third line.
Let me put you on hold, John. Guys, I'll come right back. Quick break. We'll be right back. Let me see you go one time for me, oh Conde. I love you, so skank for me, Conde. Show me what you got. They say you're too uptight, I say you're not. Dance around me, spin it like a top. Oh Conde, 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 don't ever stop. Oh Conde, Conde, oh Conde.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now. 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Hey, thanks to the usual crew here, Jason, Isaac, and Colin Tipton in New York City, and Linda Blake in New York City, all three who keep us on the air and keep the show flowing. Also, the usual gang of outlaws scattered around the country, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York, and Jim in Arkansas. You know who you are, you know what you do. Thank you very much. And Catherine Bay, our executive producer. If you want to hear Pickles' gang outreach, Pimp My Military speech again, it'll be available on the AirAmericaRadio.com site on Monday, and probably available at WhiteRoseSociety.org by tomorrow. It'll be embedded in the program unless Ben pulls it out for us. But you can get it. We thought Pickles came across as very sincere, and she really tried. I mean, she tried to speak the language and, you know, connect. Back to John, who's called in from Pennsylvania. Go ahead, John. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, I think I was on step three of explaining the carry vote to the pro-life hunters.
Right, okay.
Okay, it's four steps. Like I said, the first step, Kerry gets false information about the war, votes for the money. Step three, he gets the correct information on the war and votes against the money. This is a simple timeline like you were taught in third grade, people.
Yeah, it's very simple. But there was an agenda, the media in this country, the agenda was to get Bush in office again. So whatever lie had to be told, whatever nasty untruth had to be put out there, the media were more than happy to do it, and they did, and it helped put Bush back in office.
He's already in office. He's still in office, and I hear this the other day, and they're still talking about it. It's like, we've given up already. Oh, God. Anyway, the other thing I want to talk about was something that I had seen that Al Franken had written in a book. I thought it was a brilliant thing that no one ever seems to want to bring up, is how the South, of course, in the pocket of Bush, you know, they're big Republican Bush lovers and all that. And the South are also the same people who supported the Confederacy and the heritage of the Confederacy, the biggest group of traitors this country has ever known. Yet, what did you always hear from the right, you know, or from about people who don't believe in this war and all that, the war, all traitors?
Right.
Because we don't believe in the war and all that. I mean,
it's insane. It's insane. John, don't try to find reason and logic in this, okay? Hey, thanks for checking in.
Thank you for not playing nice with the Republicans, by the way. I wish that I could be more like you, but unfortunately, I try to play nice.
Yeah, well, there's something to be said for that. I just can't do it. I gave it up for Lent, you know, permanently. Thanks, John.
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care. Another John calling in from Portland, Oregon. John, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Hey, how old are you, John?
12.
12. Welcome to the program. What the hell are you doing up so late? Oh, wait a minute. It's not late in Portland. I'm sorry.
Right.
Never mind.
I'd just like to talk about, it's on the internet, Donald Rumsfeld's 2 resignation letters to Bush.
Yeah, that he turned down.
Yeah. Bush completely ignores it.
Wait a minute. Do you believe he really did that, John?
Well, it could be just a image cover-up. I don't know. But.
Well, when I heard the story, I thought, you know, my BS detector, do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, it went off. It started ringing and clanking, and all the lights went off, and I thought, you know, there stands Rumsfeld with that little hangdog look on his face saying, well, you know, I tried to resign twice, and I'm so valuable to this president, he turned me down. I don't know, John. I'm sorry, I don't believe it. I don't believe it really happened. These people lie about everything. If they lie to get us into a war, if they lie to destroy Social Security, if they lie to cause women to have spontaneous abortions because of mercury poisoning in the air, then surely they will lie about an attempt to resign. I think that was Rumsfeld's attempt to show the American people what an honorable killer he is. So
right.
I can't believe it, John. I just can't. Sorry.
Right. Just like his automatic pen, how he loves the troops and all.
Right. Same kind of BS. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, when I say BS, I'm talking about bat squeeze. Not the other BS.
Oh, okay.
Bat squeeze, you know, which is, you know. Okay, as long as we're on the same page here.
Yeah, but, I mean, even if he was telling the truth, Bush would even care. He'd just say, oh, Abu Ghraib, we're getting the information we want. We're torturing the prisoners. That's why he brings in Berto Gonzalez.
Right.
Has Condoleezza go to Secretary of State. She's not going to do any diplomacy.
No, she's out there. I saw some video today. Where is she now? In Germany. She's out there chewing up the scenery and the furniture and anything gets in her way. She looks like a crazed woman out there today warning the Iranians. I mean, didn't she just stop short of nobody could pin her down, but what she's talking about, we're going to drop nuclear bombs into your mosques if you don't turn over your oil to us, too. She looks like an insane person out there. I swear to God, John.
Yeah, I heard some of the commentary saying something about, oh, we won't take action yet.
Yeah, right. That's like your parents saying, oh, okay, you did that. Well, you don't have to go to your room yet. You know it's coming, right?
Yeah, you're going to be in trouble, but not right now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, I hate him. Oh, I hate him. Oh, John, I don't know, man, you're 12 years old. I don't know what is staring you in the face, but be strong, okay?
Yeah, look.
Ask your parents. Tell your parents they've got to prepare you for. I'm sure they are already, but man, they got to prepare you for what's coming. All right.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening, nice weekend. Kids like John do give me a glimmer of hope for the future. So informed. So we're going to have to do a teenage night again. I think every adult who listens to this program, myself included. We've got to have a kid night again because it really pumps you up. It pumps you up and makes you feel like, you know, maybe there is hope. Maybe there is hope. We have a couple of kids like that who call on a regular basis. Bless your hearts. Absolutely bless your hearts. Thank you, John. That's a good way to end this program. Good way to end this week. Hey, thanks for participating, all you right-wing lurkers. John can whip your ass. How about that? I'm talking intellectually and morally. He's got more morality in his little finger than you have in your entire congregation. Y'all have a great weekend. Take care. Watch your back. I'll see you Monday. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kenney, wherever you are.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day, we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now, 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free